Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I have an amazing album preview tonight from local producer The Goat, as he's just dropped his first album this past Friday. We will get to that shortly, but let's start off with some German techno. This is a trio of live performers called Comfort Roshan, which I am probably butchering that name, but the track is great. This is their latest, Reload. Really impressive stuff there from Comfort Roshan with Reload. Amazing, that's all live instrumentation from their latest album, K. That's out now on German label Springstop. We have set the table, now let's get ready to feast. The Goat dropped his album, The Details Are Vague, on Joel West's label, Groundwork Recordings, this past Friday, and it really bangs. I was able to interview him and set up an album preview for this. Full track listing and a collection of The Goat web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. At the request of The Goat, this is the album played from start to finish. Removed from Service is the lead-off track. Here is part one of the interview. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Vancouver-based DJ and producer The Goat. He's been producing and DJing for over a decade and has had releases on Groundwork Recordings, Stealth Records, and Truant, just to name a few. He's DJed in London, Berlin, throughout the US, and all over Western Canada. He currently holds down a local residency at Gorgamish and has gigged alongside the likes of Leighton Giordani, Dave Angel, and D-Unity. His full-length album, The Details Are Vague, drops on June 10th on Joel West's label Groundwork Recordings, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is The Goat. So, to begin, how would you define your sound?
It's definitely warehouse techno-based. I like to explore textures, and things are typically toned in a darker direction, that's for sure.
Okay, and then what initially drew you to club and DJ culture?
You know, I originally started out playing drums in like punk bands as a kid growing up. So the kind of the harder edge sound and faster music and even like goth music growing up was kind of, you know, where it originally started. The techno aspect of things definitely happened in high school too. The DJing component to that didn't happen until later. You know, I was definitely in my 20s when I started DJing, and it kind of came around full circle. Techno was there, and I just really enjoyed the industrial sound, and I was kind of sick of playing what I was playing at the time and writing, and so it clicked. It just kind of, like I said, it went full circle. So
Okay, when you first started out producing, what aspect of that whole process did you find most challenging and why?
I started out producing when I was like, I want to say 12 or 13. So I think at that point, everything is pretty daunting. You know, you go from seeing equipment and, you know, all the, you know, knobs and faders and things and being really intimidated by it. At that age, but you know, as you kind of hang around it and you immerse yourself with it, you know, you find that everything has a function and things like that. And I don't know, it's been so long for me that I feel comfortable in a lot of aspects of it.
Okay, and then which DAW are you producing with and why? And are you still using the same DAW you produced with when you were 12 years old?
You know what? When I was 12, it was all hardware based. It was, I started on a Korg, oh man, I want to say it was a Korg workstation from the 90s, an 01W, I believe they were called. And then shortly after that, a family friend of mine hooked up a Korg X2. And so for years and years and years, it was all that, all hardware-based sequencing with that thing. Fast forward to, you know, the mid-2000s or whatever, I went to school and I was learning Pro Tools there, and it's supremely powerful for sure, but it didn't scratch the itch. I'm a Reason user. And what Reason is now is not what Reason was, you know, in the mid-2000s, that's for sure. The interface makes sense to me, and I'm a really big believer in, you know, whatever the quickest way and the most inspiring way to kind of get your ideas out of your head and through the speakers, whatever you're using, and you can get the results with that, that's what you should be using.
And then within Reason, are you using a lot of their VSTs, or do you like to bring in external ones, and do you ever use hardware as well?
Yeah, I have a couple samplers here, like hardware samplers at my studio, and like a small modular system, and you know, like a couple other hardware synths that I enjoy using, and I kind of have for a long time. And in all fairness, the use of like third-party VSTs is a really new thing for me, so just kind of exploring that a little bit in the last couple of years with the newer versions of Reason. I would say the majority of it was, you know, all in the box Reason, you know, effects and plugins and things like that, the racks and things like that.
Okay, and then your album, The Details Are Vague, drops on the 10th of June. And can you tell me what the process of putting all of that together was like for you?
The first idea of doing an album started in about the summer of 2018. And I was chatting, you know, with a friend, and he was like, man, that's a pretty big undertaking. I put out EPs here and there, and that's fine, but I kind of wanted to take on more. And then, you know, you kind of get sidetracked with other projects, and you take other things on, and you know, that kind of thing. But what ended up happening with COVID, I began writing music that was a little more free form, and definitely stuff that was not beat driven. I opened up an old Word file that I had from that 2018 conversation with a friend, and I was like, you know what, maybe it might be time to kind of explore this, because I'm gonna have the time to do it. I began writing music, and as the pandemic kind of evolved, I wanted this album and these collection of songs that were amassing to cover a story arc within themselves. So that's kind of the basis of the album, and that's kind of how I got started with it. And then it was honestly a matter of outlining this arc and then filling in the blanks with what I wanted to do with each of those chapters, you know. And then it was, next thing I knew, I was on the doorstep of having to finish, you know, maybe one or two tracks, and I was like, oh, this album is, this is a wrap, this is done.
Boom, 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 boom
You've also got a few vocal tracks on the album. And how do you approach that when you are working together with another artist? Is it something that you do collaboratively, or is it that one of you takes the lead on that, or what's the approach that you use?
For the song Alone, for example, Mellow Hollow, they're fantastic musicians and artists themselves, and I just wanted to make sure that the songs were being served in a way that was authentic and felt good and felt natural, and I didn't want to overextend too much. The music itself for Alone, like the structure and everything, was written out here in my studio, you know, because we couldn't get into studios and get together and things. It was a matter of kind of pulling the old postal service and sending files back and forth. I spoke to them about, you know, where it would sit on the album, and they were really awesome about wanting to take that on, and Amanda wrote the lyrics and wrote some amazing lyrics and performed that just amazingly, and Nathan's guitar work on there is fantastic too. So it's just, you know, just be attested to the work we did together on that song for sure.
Okay, let's shift over to the DJing side of things here. When you are performing live, what's the setup that you like to go with? Like CDJs, Traktor, or something else along those lines, and why?
I like CDJ, you know, the 2000s or the new ones. Performing and being performative and stuff, I like the ease of use and not having to do a lot of thinking and this and that. I really, really love the DJM 2000 mixers. They have one at Gorgamish, and I just feel really second nature to that mixer for some reason. Yeah, I like to keep it simple. You know, two or three decks and a USB and show up with some headphones, and we're off to the races.
Okay, when you are playing with three decks, how are you actually working that? Is that something for acapellas and stems along those lines, or what are you using it for?
I like to do a little bit of layering here. I'd probably like to do a little bit more, a little bit of layering and looping and stuff like that. I'm pretty basic rocking the two channel. You know, I like to definitely have a lot of energy and stuff in my sets too. So I want to make sure that when people are out there and they're seeing it and they're there experiencing it, you know, the reciprocation that we're having is being met, right? Like I'm having a wonderful time being in the booth and playing for people, and I want them to see that. I don't want it to be like me looking at a computer screen, you know, as if I was checking an email or something, bored out of my head. And because, you know, we're in a, you know, a lively environment. It's gotta go off.
Okay, when you are doing a live gig, how much of your sets are actually planned in advance, or are you quite comfortable just playing with what you see happening on the dance floor?
I never plan anything. You know, I just played a back-to-back set with Joel West at Gorgamesh. It would have been about a week and a half ago now. Joel and I have done them numerous times, and our preparation is more like on the fly. There's no prep. I don't know what he's bringing. He doesn't know what I'm bringing. And it's just adapting to him or adapting to, you know, the crowd. And that's how I like to do my solo sets too. I don't like to plan anything. Anyone who's seen me will hear stuff they've never heard before, and they'll hear me testing new originals every single time I play. That's something that's a staple.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
This is Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You are listening to the Details Are Vague album preview from The GOAT. Full track list and a collection of The GOAT web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. The first half wrapped up with a track titled Alone. Part 2 kicks off with You Missed the Forest for the Trees. Full track listing and a selection of The GOAT web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. On to part 2 of the interview. Okay, let's take an overview here of your career. Are there any specific clubs, events, or countries that you've really liked to play at in the past or going forward? Is there anything coming up in the next few months that you're really excited about?
Yeah, you know, playing in London with the Minimal Force crew was a lot of fun. Those guys are awesome, and I put out an EP with them a couple years back that was, you know, pretty heavy and maybe tonally kind of pointed in the direction that this album ultimately took on with some sonic characteristics and things. And honestly, playing in Vancouver at Gorgamish is just, it feels like home to me, you know, and it always kind of has. So, you know, that's exciting to me. I like to be able to test new music out on, you know, one of the better sound systems in Vancouver. An appreciative crowd there that wants to go. Those are two places that definitely stick out to me for sure.
Okay, tough answer time here for you. Can you try to narrow it down for me, one track that you're most proud of making and what really stands out for that one?
Take the Ride is one that excites me a lot right now. It's got a vocal by Gentleman Scholar that is just, he's an old friend of mine, and it is about the song, and the vocal performance and lyrics are about the experience at Gorgamish and what that's like. That's one that's definitely exciting. I'd also maybe say Influence. Influence was, well, an EP that I put out on Coincidence Records. And that one was really cool to do because it was more so, I have this song that I really like that I've finished, and I just wanted to get some friends involved with doing remixes on it. Jay Garrett did a remix. Joel West and Cloves actually did a crazy acid remix on there. So that's a release that I'm really proud of because it was just about getting people that I look up to and friends a part of the whole thing.
Okay, and then in a similar vein here, can you think of one or two producers who have really influenced or inspired the work that you do?
Joe West definitely has, and what he's done with Groundwork and the community, if that's not inspiring, I don't know what is. You know, he's opened the doors for countless acts, being techno or house or, you know, even bass music acts. I definitely say, you know, JFK from Mastercraft for sure. I was a really big fan of Mastercraft in, you know, that time, 2008, 2009, 2010. And then hearing what they were doing in more recent times is just definitely evolution in production and style, but still has that attitude that I really appreciated and that kind of that punk rock grit. Alex Bau, German techno producer, runs Credo. He's one of my favorite of all time. He can cover a lot of ground, sonically cover a lot of ground without being too bombastic and too, it's just all about setting a very ominous tone and groove, and he does it almost better than anybody. I'm just, you know, blown away by him every time I hear a production by him.
We'll be right back.
All right, almost at the finish line here. Two questions to go. What is your vision for yourself going forward, both in production and in DJing?
Well, the DJing thing definitely turns into more of a performance thing because I flirt with the idea of live iterations of songs and things. I'm just kind of trying to wrap my head around what that would look like and what would be exciting for me to do and exciting for people to watch. Because like I said, I would never want to do a live performance that looked like I was, you know, checking a Facebook status, or I don't want to see that, and I wouldn't want people to see that in me, right? There's more to it than that. So on the production end of things, I think if you approach every song as if it's some kind of game or some kind of riddle, or you put funny little limitations on what you can use or how you're going to use a piece of gear or whatnot, then, you know, your tendencies could be the same because that's what makes your style your style. But I think that's where your evolution lies, is trying to navigate through these self-imposed limits, maybe, or you know, those things. And I want to explore sound. That's what excites me about music the most, is exploring sound, not just, you know, gear, but just sound. Yeah, I definitely have some labels that I would really, really like to work with, and so it's just a matter of writing music again.
All right, and is there anything that you'd like to promote right now?
The details are vague. June 10th, for sure. We've got remix EPs coming out afterwards. One of them will be out on July 8th. It will feature three remixes, and then the second remix EP will be out on August 12th. Featuring another three remixes, and the remixers involved, we've got JFK from Mastercraft, Joel West is remixing, we've got Risa Taniguchi, who is just an absolute killer, we've got Maidon from Berlin, who is remixing, and Anna V from Greece. She's cooked up something really, really, really special. Those are on the direct schedule for me, for sure. So watch out for those.
This has been The Goat. A selection of The Goat tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Juno Download, TrackSource, and Bandcamp. Additionally, a full list of The Goat web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to check out his album, The Details Are Vague, when it drops on June 10th. Thank you very much for doing this.
Transcendence. Transcendence.
Sorry,
trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, break beat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to the GOAT for agreeing to interview and for sharing his latest album. The details are vague, dropped on Friday on Groundwork Recordings and can be found at your favorite online dealer. If you liked it banging, that's definitely one to add to your collection. Head on over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page to check out a full track listing as well as a selection of the GOAT web links. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, head over to Techno Progressivo's show page at Apple Podcasts or CITR.ca for this episode, along with other great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with the show, follow our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages. Up next is Attic Jam. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. This one takes us back 14 years in time to 2008 for one from German legend Tom Kraft. This one is titled Boogie Nights. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here again next Sunday.